and then boom, something happened. And then it's like, was it my fault for dealing with you? Okay, you should have stayed there. But what was the issue? What was going on? Can you really say I should have stayed there? There's so many things that happen that shouldn't happen that people tend to overlook and not even try to give reason to how it got there. You know what I'm saying? There's so much mental health going on. So it's like, it's so many variables going on today that it's like, there's not even one answer to why. It has nothing to do with me at my age. It's maybe the ocean is full of sick fish. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you do with that? You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah. And I won't even lie. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just want to say really quick that even I have like joked about it, you know, like even I, because I understand that society does see you being single at a certain age as like something's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. So I even joke, like God himself will tell you that I will say a quick prayer, like, Lord Jesus, I don't want to be amongst these people. Like, help take me, because they are, something is wrong with them, but I don't want people thinking that something is wrong with me, because they, something is wrong with them. You know, like I joke, but sometimes I feel that. But I think what you're saying is spot on. Like, societally, you know, you have to look at, if you want to understand why something is the way it is, right?
Right.
It could be a kid, it could be the cost of things. You have to first study the environment that it's in.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's crazy when you're thinking back in the 70s, you would have never had this many 40 something single. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the environment that the 40 something year olds are living in now, and it's like not that crazy, because so many people are like this. So I'm going to let you finish, but I'm with you where it does start to get in your own mm-hmm. state. Like, wait, it's not me, it's societal things. But then also for some people, it is them that they are single because of
them. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're not taking that away.
For sure.
Yes.
Definitely. I think you need to be humble enough to understand, like, okay, it is you. Like, what's going on with you? Or what, that was you prior to the situation. Maybe you grew up a little bit. Maybe there wasn't some immaturity going on. Maybe some things that you haven't learned that you needed to learn. Experiences, things of that nature, whatever. So, yeah, I'm not taking that. It's not you. Like, it could be, you know, the person. And other things, like even with the whole like Black American woman situation, like I will prefer a Black American woman. I mean, and then this is the reason why. I think a lot of maybe other men probably have maybe their perspective hasn't seen it this way, is that first of all, we both are in America. So we both experience this place, number one. If I, you know, there's a lot of, I don't know if you heard of, what they call them, they go, passport boys, whatever, where you could go and get someone from another country, and because how they raised, and I get the whole, they're submissive, they know how to do certain things, this and nature, whatever. But at the end of the day, though, this place is ran a certain way. So the best person to understand how to run, how to walk through this mess, beautiful situation, is another American. You know what I mean? So there's a thing about American women, American Black women, where their mindset is built a certain way when it comes to business, when it comes to making moves, not being naive, not educated what's going on. So there's a benefit to marrying or getting with an American Black woman that I think people don't understand. Because if you do get with someone that's from another country, I'm not against interracial couple. I don't want this. It sounds like I'm like, don't be outside your race. You know, stick to, hey, if you find love, wherever you find love, that's what's up. That's what you do. You. But to overstep or say, no, I'm not dealing with that, I think people miss the benefit of, if you do go that route, when you do that, or let there be a part of your option. And I think people miss on that part, because if I was to get with someone that doesn't know this system, that doesn't know how corporations is ran, that doesn't know our past, where we came from, then it's like at another situation, well, how can you relate to me if I do come from this world, come home, and I might be dealing with something and you might not understand what I'm coming from? You see what I'm saying? Like if I'm dealing with, you know, a racial bias, if I'm dealing with maybe it's hard to get in a certain situation. And I know why. If I'm with America Black woman, she knows why. But if I be with somebody else, well, why you can't do it? Well, listen, this I would literally have to break down the whole historical situation for them to stand. And even by then, it's like, well, that's not how it is now. Listen, it's not. So it's like the explanation has to go out there. So I think a lot of people might miss on why it's a good option to marry a Black American woman. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm coming from? Like, does it make totally sense?
True. I mean, that's kind of my mindset. I don't want to have to explain why I had to terminate somebody because they said a racial slur against somebody and you're not understanding why that's a bad thing. Like, I don't want to have to explain how I was discriminated against in this way. And I have to sit there and break it down. That to me, that's too much work, but that's just me. That's my personal preference.
Right.
But I don't ever have an issue with anybody. I feel like you can love whoever you love. As long right. as you guys are on the same page, it's really about you and that person being on the same page. Maybe right. you don't have the same situations that I have to deal with every day. I'm in HR. So everything I deal with is drama. That is my job. I signed up to handle drama every day.
Right.
Right. You know, so, you know, whatever that is, you know, I want my person to be able to understand. No, they may not understand the laws and all of the things that I have to deal with, but they understand historically what it is that I'm saying. This is the reason why I had to let right. this go, or this is right. the reason why I had to leave this job because they treated me this way. Yeah. And, right. you know, it's hard to explain that to somebody that doesn't understand you and doesn't understand right. where you come from, your right. heritage. It's, you know, it's funny because I have friends of all races. One of my close friends is Russian and she's Russian, but she is also Jewish. So she's dealing a lot with everything that's going on right now with Israel and all of that. And I tell her all the time, you know, I said, I can never understand fully everything that you're dealing with in that situation because I don't know the history of your struggle. All yeah. I can do is be here to support you through your struggle. But what I can tell you is the history of the struggle for Black people and what that has been like and what we're still dealing with to this day. So right. I said, on those two things, we can agree that, you know, to be treated unfairly because of the color of your skin or your race or your religion is just ethically wrong. It's just, it's unethical and it's a problem. And it's something that societal, like we said, it's just dead fish in the pond. It's diseased fish in the pond. We can't right. fix all of the world problems. We can't fix all of the relationship problems. The right. only person that we can fix is ourselves.
That's right.
And then try to be a good example out here to other people and show that you don't have to live your life the same way that everybody else has just because that's what everybody's doing. I'm right. still going to be authentic and unique to myself and be and hold my ethical standards at a certain level, regardless of what the rest of the world is doing. If everybody else is saying it's okay to, you know, I don't know, whatever, I'm not necessarily doing it. If it doesn't agree with me in my spirit and I can't stand before God and say, okay, I'm good with that, then that's not gonna work for me. I don't care what everybody else is doing, but that's right. me. Yeah. You know, right. that, and I respect for people to have whatever their opinions are. Do whatever you do. If you want to be with somebody else that's of a different culture, of a different race, whatever it is that you do, just put your all into it and be authentic and be real. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to work if you're not putting in the work. And at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest problem. People don't want to put in work. They want things to come easy. And relationships are hard. They are intentional. You have to be intentional with the work you put into a relationship. It doesn't just turn out magical one day and it's just awesome right. and you like each other every day.
Right.
There are going to be days where you don't even want to look at them. They got on your nerves and you need to have some time away. You need, it shouldn't be days. It shouldn't be months. It should be maybe an hour or so. You need to cool down and then you need to right. talk. You need to work through whatever that issue is. But that's the problem. People want everything to be easy and relationships are not easy.
Right.
It's going to have challenges. But to, like Rhonda said, to your point earlier, you don't want to keep generalizing. It's not, everybody is not the same. Your relationship dynamic is not going to be the same as my relationship dynamic.
Right.
We can't generalize. You can't say all Black women are this or all Black men are that. No, all of nobody is anything. We all are unique and we have unique issues and unique circumstances that affect us individually. That's and right. we have to come together with that person and work through that stuff. Because I have to say, for all of us, I mean, you're 39, you're 40, I'm 44. I will literally say every 10 years, I have changed so drastically.
Yeah.
How I thought at 30 is so different from how I thought at 40. And I'm pretty sure when I turn 50, I'm going to think differently even then. They say every 10 years you evolve. The problem is in relationships, you have to know how to grow together. If you grow in different, like you may be growing, like say for instance, you want to go and get another degree and you decide you want a PhD. You that may be where you're growing, but that doesn't mean that you leave your partner all the way back here, or you force your partner to grow with you. You have to be willing to go wherever you go, and then you still find some type of common ground so that you can grow together. Whatever that is, you're not going to be the same. We're two individuals trying to learn how to live together peacefully when we think differently in different areas. It's just human nature. We're always going to be different, but different doesn't mean bad.
It doesn't. Different doesn't mean bad at all. That's why people say the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. Mm-hmm. It is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, we may not see things the same way. We may not make every single decision the same way. And like, that's okay. Like, even when I think about all the things that I'm sure we've all seen that go viral, that in order to pit us against each other, like the whole list about the Cheesecake Factory thing, we talked about that before we started recording. It's like, yes, I can say with confidence that I will go on a date at Cheesecake Factory. I like Cheesecake Factory. I think it's a cool spot. Most of the things that I've had there, I've enjoyed. So not a big deal to me. Mm-hmm. But the woman who doesn't want to go there, nothing's wrong with her either. You know what I mean? Like, if that's not what she wants, it's not what she wants. Guess what we both have to do? I have to be okay with the guy that's okay with taking me to Cheesecake Factory and me taking him to Cheesecake Factory. And I got to find him so that we don't bump heads on this particular subject. And the woman who does not want to go to Cheesecake Factory has to find the man that would never take her there. Because he doesn't want to go there either.
That's what it's all about.
The faster you get to who you belong with, the faster we stop trying to twist and turn one another into what we want. No, like, you're not my person. That's cool. Get to your person. So I don't want to tussle with you about that. You know what I mean? Like, I think we waste time, but also we just spend a lot of time at trying to get people to conform to what we think is the best things for them, when we all get to decide that for ourselves, as long as it's not harmful. You know, like, some people think it's okay to kill people. That's not okay, because that's harmful. But eating at Cheesecake Factory or me eating at Del Frisco's doesn't harm anybody. Those are just preferences. Those are just preferences. And so I don't know. I think if it's okay, I want to ask the guys a question, because I see the other gentleman is here too. When we talked about like not having a solution around how to make our relationships between each other better. Like, do men, or do you guys spend time talking about that amongst each other? Like, do men sit around and kind of think like, and I don't know the other gentleman, I'm sorry, I don't know your relationship status, but just curious, like, does this ever come up in your conversations? Because I feel like women talk about it all the time, like dating, I don't know why, but I'm just curious, do men do that? And what are your thoughts around solutions?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can. Mason, what's up?
I'm over here trying to get it together. Well,
it's all good, bro.
My name's Jason. This is my first podcast. It's dope. I'm excited, a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
My views on relationships. Relationships is a beautiful thing. I think it should be moving towards something greater. And getting into a relationship, it's a process. It's a process. It's not easy. It's not quick. It takes time, and you got to grow. Each level you grow, you should be progressing to something greater and bigger. You know, it's basically two worlds coming together. Now, are these two worlds going to get along with each other? Are they compatible for each other, you know? Or, you know, is it going to be chaos and arguments? But with your question about men asking or talking about relationships, I talk about relationships with my homies, you know, Some homies have their views, and you know, some homies have other views. You know, my view is, you know, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be married, but it's no rush. You know, it's going to take some time to get to where you want to be as far as being in a happy, thriving relationship. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Men do have conversations with each other.
Definitely.
Yeah, we girls talk about it all the time.
especially grown men.
Yeah, we're going to talk.
You know, grown men, we have our conversations, you know, what you think about so-and-so, or how do you feel about this, or how did you progress through a certain situation? Like, you know, Everest had a divorce. I've been married before. I've been divorced. You know, my marriage was, I was with my wife. We were boyfriend and girlfriend for 13 years. Then we got married. The marriage was something like a ultimatum.
that was okay. Terrible. Yeah. Like, you need to do this or this is over, that type of thing.
You need to do this or you need to get out. <Got it. laughs> She just had my first son, so I didn't want to look like the bad guy. I agreed to it, but it really wasn't something I wanted to do. I feel like if you're going to get married, the man has to really want to do it, because the woman, mm-hmm. she's an emotional being. Of course she want to be all in, but the man, he has to make up his mind and be certain that this is what I want, because he's the one, he's the foundation. He's the one that's going to keep this thing solid and tight. So if you got a good woman on your shoulder, you're forced to be reckoned with. But, you know, my situation, giving a man an ultimatum and he not really sure, or he really don't want to be married, you know, I was young when it happened. I think I was 28. So I really didn't know any better. But had I known now, back then, yeah, I would have made an executive decision and not do it.
Gotcha. But, okay.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
We learned, bro.
And an ultimate. Like
yeah,
that.
Ultimate.
Or else.
Yeah, we talk about relationship all the time when it comes to, you even evaluate yourself. Like, we'll go on a date. Like, man, yo, this one is date and this is how it went. And such, and then you will get pointers. Like, man, oh, man, I think I messed up. What you think? Oh, I did X, Y, and Z. Or like, and then even your homeboy might encourage you, like, man, you ain't mess up. You know, and you're like, oh, man, I didn't. You're right. Because sometimes you don't want to make, you don't want to mess something up. But at the same time, you got to understand, as a man, us being like a leader position and the initiators and things of that nature, it's like we kind of take the brunt of being responsible for what's going on type of deal. So like when the list of the restaurants to take places and things of that nature, whatever, and financial capabilities, or some people really don't care about where they want to go eat at, and some people do, you know, a lot of people have different perspectives of what's going on. And I might even, oh, you see that post about the woman that posted where you don't take everybody? And, you know, already met certain women that love those places. So it's like, okay, how do we take that? And me and my cousin, me and my friends, we will also talk about, you know, us personally. You know, what'd you think about that? Well, this is what I think. This ain't third, whatever. Or we go into, is she a gold digger? Is she not a gold digger? Or what is she looking for? Maybe she, what she do that for? Is she trying to look out for the whole woman community, or did she put a post up to go viral? I mean, so many things to really look at pertaining to that. So I will always talk to my homeboys or my cousin and talk about relationships. For you asking that question, like, men talk about this stuff quite a bit.
That's good to hear. Cause I mean, I not only talk to my female friends, but you know, I talk to you. I call you all the time and be like, hey, so I need some advice. Do I not?
Right.
Because I also know that my perspective is one thing. I always like to get a different perspective just from trusted people. My circle's very small, and I don't particularly care to share my business with a lot of people. I'm pretty private, but right. People that I trust, I definitely will get advice from or talk to them and, you know, kind of get their perspectives, because it's the dating game has changed a lot. And all of us have been in relationships in the past. And when you're back out here being single, it's a different dating world right now. And to know how to navigate through that world is so imperative to actually have conversations with other people that are out there. So they can tell you, hey, maybe this is what you should do, or maybe this is what you shouldn't do, or this is maybe a conversation you don't want to have on a first date. Maybe this is something you want to ask her so you can kind of really know where her head is at, or ask him if you want to know where his head is at. And I think that's the key. Ron and I talked about it a little bit before we started recording about how communication is so important. You want to make sure that if you're going to have a successful relationship, you have to be willing to communicate. You have to talk about the easy stuff, and you have to go into the deeper stuff, the core things, because if you find that, you know, you just met this person and they look good, or they, you know, you're attracted to them and you like the initial things about them, but when you start to have a conversation with them, you realize that they're on a totally different page than you. That's when you need to be able to say, okay, I don't think this is necessarily right for us. Yeah. I believe this, or I see my life going this way and you want to go this way. And if you guys don't have that type of communication, then you can really end up in a bad negative situation. Or you could say, I believe this, and they believe something else, but then you talk about it and you say, okay, well, we can compromise in this way. So it can go either way, but communication is key. You have to be able to talk about all of those things at the end of the day, because literally communication is going to be the thing that's going to make or break any type of relationship. I don't care what friendship, you know, companionship, whatever it is, you have to be willing to communicate.
You have to. I think it's everything in all types of relationships, not even just romantic. Like any type of relationship needs effective communication, because sometimes you can talk, but it's like you all might remember from like the Muppet Babies, the nanny who, whenever she would talk, it would just sound like wah, 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 wah. It was because it was never important for us to really know what she was saying. It's like people can talk, and if you sound like that to someone, then it's not effective because they can't hear what you're saying. So it's like really figuring out that. But you mentioned something earlier about like dating fatigue, and I am very, I hold myself very accountable. Like I do my best because I hear that like women don't like being accountable. Women don't like being accountable. And I think assessing it from watching women and knowing certain women, this might be true with some women. So I'm really intentional about being that way. And I know what part I play in, the dating space sometimes, because that fatigue, it comes upon me very easily. Like, I'm not impatient, but once I get the fatigue, I start to like almost become a recluse. Like I go out and I'm just going out to have a good time. I don't even have any intention around it. But one of the things that I've noticed noticeably different about the dating scene is how disconnected we all are when we're outside, like how much we're in our phones and stuff like that. And I'm like, I was young, but I remember like the time where we didn't have a cell phone. And so you talked to people everywhere you went. That was just like very normal. And then when you thought about dating, like there was not a time where, depending on where you would go, where like a guy isn't trying to talk to a woman and like being very confident in approaching her and all of that. And now I'm like, that to me is one of the biggest differences. And so I try to acquiesce and adjust to the new vibes, like the dating apps and all of these things, but they feel so inauthentic. Like they're real people, but the interaction is very inauthentic. Like one of the things that has happened on a dating app more than one time is that I'll connect with someone and we'll have a exchange, you know, hey, like, how you doing? And a conversation, had I met them in person, would have happened in 20 minutes. That was cool. That same conversation on a dating app can take like 2 to 3 weeks.
I know.
Oh my God. Listen, let me jump in real quick.
I cannot do dating apps. I can't do it. It's so weird.
I think the this is the texting error. Cause even just by, you know, I text you and then they might not hit you back to the next day about if we was really talking person to person, we would have got here already. I would have, and then not just that, just looking at body language, how you sound. Say we was on a phone, because you know, if you want to take it back, you know what I'm saying? It's how you sound on the phone. I can hear the tone of your voice. I can't read a text message and see how you feel. Then I read it with my emotions. That like, dad, did I read that right? Then and it slows down. Let me go in. So it slows down even the critical thinking. Like the fact that if I'm talking to you face to face, it forces me to give you what I really think versus let me sit back and say, let me think about what I can say to this. Let me see what I can say to this. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the dating app situation. And I'm on there too. I deleted most of them. Cause it's like, I got one, that's the Facebook one, but you know, so I'm like, all right, you could talk, go back and forth, and you could talk, you ask questions, and then everything's based upon notifications. And it's like, you cannot read a whole person by looking at three sentences. You know what I mean? And then who's feel like, if you did want to say something, it will, if I really wrote down what I would say in, I don't know, 30 seconds, it would look like a paragraph. And it's like, are you going to take the time out and read what I just wrote? Do I even feel like writing what I just wrote? So it's like, so.
I would rather just be talking to you in person. Because I can get it out of character.
Can we call each other on the phone at least? Bare minimum. I can't. It's so impersonal, and I can't. I will not go online date. I refuse to do it. I absolutely refuse to do it. Like, I'm not doing it. And when I did try it, I met like some of the strangest people. And I'm not saying that's like everybody's story, but for me, I was like, oh no, is this where all the weirdos go? I'm not interested. Like, it was just weird. It was awkward. It was, and I find that people are socially awkward because they're only used to texting and being on their phone or on their apps. They are socially awkward. They don't know how to walk up to a person and have a conversation. How many times have I seen you guys at Nottingham's and we just sit there and have a conversation?
Right, right.
Every time we see each other. That's how I met Everett.
That's how we met. I was just about to say it's how we met. By just having a general, you know, just a general authentic conversation. Hey, you come here often? Hey, I do. And then we automatically start talking about situations and like, yo, you're a dope person. Yeah, you're a dope person. And it had nothing to do with sexuality or I'm hitting on her, she hitting on me. It was a real conversation. Didn't even know what it was going to be. I think a lot of people miss that because they don't want to take the time out or they're losing the confidence to step up to a person to like, because you don't know what's going to happen. But you got to be ready to take rejection. It is what it is. It makes you stronger. It is what it is. So, you know, a lot of people, me and Jason, we talk about things. And it's like, if you do step up to a person, it's, or how many people grew emotional enough to withstand a hit like that? You know, if a person is playing games, if you wanted was my attention, but you ain't really had no intentions to even talk to me in the first place. You know, it was just I was a filler because maybe you was by yourself over here, and it's like, well, I guess it's good enough. You know what I mean? Type of deal, whatever. Am I settled? Like, did you settle with me as having a conversation? It's crazy how we can settle in so many areas, not just settling with being with someone, but did you settle by just having a conversation with you? You know you didn't want to talk to me, or I know I didn't want to talk to you, but I settled just to, I guess I could talk about something. Let me see what he's about, or she's, which is nothing wrong with that, because you don't know. You don't know what's behind that.
Let me step. I think, you know, the dating app is cool for some people, but I think it's more authentic and much better when it happens organically. Like if you go into a Walmart or something and you meet someone and you talking and y'all kind of click and the vibe is good and, you know, exchange numbers, you having a conversation and you interacting. That dating thing, you got so many people that might like your stuff, or you know, you saying hi to so many people, you kind of want to fast forward through all the the other stuff, you know, let's get it. Let's cut to the chase.
Right, like ask me about my favorite color later. I don't.
What are you talking about
another time?
Yeah. What do you want? What are you looking for?
Right. Get straight to the point.
Let's cut to the chase. Get to the point.
Yeah, it's harder to do that. That's what I'm saying. I know it's where we're going in the world. Like, we are progressing and going more to the digital age, and I get that. Like, I'm all for, you know, growing and evolving and all of that stuff. But to me, when it comes to building relationships, I need to be able to see your, because I read energy really, really well. Same. I am right. Into the energy very well. I need to be able to look at you in your eyes. In the first 5 minutes, I can tell whether or not this is going to go somewhere.
It's what Jason was saying about, like, it's so many people. It feels like an assembly line. And it I remember does. Me and my friend were both on a dating app. And, you know, we would talk about the people we were connecting with. And one time I sent her a screenshot of the conversation, like a quick little blurb of the conversation me and the guy had. And she was like, wait, I feel like I meshed with him too. And I feel like he said the exact same thing to me. And literally he was like copying and pasting the answer.
Oh God.
And I'm like, that's because this is feels like an assembly line. You think about an assembly line, everything is exactly the same. Yes, it feels overwhelming. Like, I'll get on there and it's like 20 something matches, and I'm like, who's supposed to look at all those? And like, I think on a serious note, that just goes back to what we talked about at the very top, where we just have really shaped our world from a dating perspective to feel less human. It just all feels very like a machine. Like, we don't just date one person anymore. And I don't have a dog in either way of that fight. Like, if you feel like it's a process of elimination and I want to put up three options and date all three to see how it goes, that's your way, cool. But I remember a time where if you met someone on Friday, that's who you talk to until you stop talking to them. Like, you didn't meet someone on Saturday and then Sunday and then Monday, and now you're talking to four or five people and having to keep up with conversations. Like, that wasn't a thing when I was 19 and 20. Like, so to get on board with that 20 years later is hard for me. And so I'm like, I just, with all that said, so those are the sides of, like, when I have to admit to the realities of the struggles with dating, that's when I sometimes get kind of scared. I'm not even gonna lie. And I just, like, I'm like, nope, I'm gonna stay quiet. I'm just gonna go in the house and work on my own stuff. And I'm just gonna be quiet, because it gets spooky. It really gets spooky. And I feel like sometimes I'm in a world unknown. Like, I feel like I got dropped somewhere. Like, oh no, where am I?
That's what I mean by dating fatigue. It's literally draining, because I do feel like we've become robotic, and I'm still like looking for that authentic connection that you meet somebody
at Walmart. Explain.
Yeah, when you weren't even intending to meet somebody when you were walking to the store, but you walked into the store and you met that person. Like, that's what I want. I'm sitting there at Starbucks. I want to meet somebody at Starbucks. You know, I'm not necessarily looking for that. Hey. It's the numbers game. Because I feel like with the guys that have approached me lately, it's a numbers game. Right. So I'm going to try to talk to 25 of these women. And out of the 25, I should get at least three numbers. And I'm like, wow. Like, literally.
When you meet somebody in the club, the club is like a hunting ground. it's the call of the wild, you know? When you meet somebody, when you meet a guy or meet a woman, I think you have to ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. You know, when you ask questions like, you know, what are your plans for the future? You know, what are your plans for relationships? You know, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You know, you got to ask the right questions. And if those questions match your perspective or, you know, your views of a good man, then you might have something. But if he talking crazy, you know, everybody have a mask on in the beginning. Yeah. You know, you can only hold that mask for a certain amount of time. You know, but if you feel like, you know, his responses matches your, you know, what you think a good man is, then you might have something there. But it's all about asking the right questions.
Right. Yeah. I'm not to the place where I don't even want a mask. I'm authentic. Like, it is what it is. This is who I am.
Yeah. And like, and the piggyback
I'm not
off of
on that anymore. Like, I'm too old for this game. Listen.
Right.
This is what I. This is where I am. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. Is that okay with you? Can you live with that? Okay, then we're cool. Because I just don't have time anymore.